Hello and welcome to another edition of Livewire. I'm Matthew Petey and we have today our regular guest John Rushton. John is the life alchemist, helps people in transition and is a social commentator. John is globally travelled, has seen the world firsthand and is no stranger to different cultures, ethnicities, religions, traits, ways of life and why some countries do well whilst others seemingly always fail. John has written a number of books on emotions and how we deal with them. Today's topic is postponing happiness. Hello to John and welcome to Livewire.
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you.
Fantastic. Can you give us a description what postponing happiness is all about?
Postponing happiness is one of those things we tend to do sort of subliminally. We should be happy all the time. And I know it's easier said than done, but happiness is something which we generate within us. It's not something we can have or take or inject or have a tablet for, or somebody else can give us. We have to be happy for ourselves, because if we're not happy for ourselves, we cannot be happy for other people. We can be happy that other people are happy, particularly if we have some relationship with them, their friends or relatives or whatever, or we see something nice and it gives us a good feeling, we can be happy because of that. But that's still a generation of happiness from within. Happiness is something we have to think about ourselves, because if we are not happy, and we actually, there's some reason, we make it a reason why we don't want to be happy. Well, if this, look at this happened, therefore, I don't know, I you know, and if you ask people generally, you know, because I've done this in some of my lectures and things, and I've said, you know, I make people happy. And I've looked at people and said, oh, I wish you'd make me happy. Then I've asked them, are you unhappy? And the answer is no. So it's just this sort of knee-jerk reaction that they think they ought to be happier. Well, it's probably not true. They're probably not unhappy the way they are anyway. I mean, life could probably be better for most people of all circumstances. But happiness is something you should have right here and now. Postponing happiness, what you asked me about, is all about putting it off for another day. Oh, when I get my new car and I don't have to bother about this one stalling and stuttering and whatever, I'll be happy. Or when we have the new kitchen put in, it'll be happy. Oh, I'll be happy when we've gone on holiday and I've had a break. It's always happiness ahead of time. So what you're going to do between now and that amount of time, are you going to be happy? Are you going to be unhappy? Or are you undecided as to what life's going to be? Because life's not going to change for you. It never, ever will. Circumstances are not going to be conducive to you. If they are, it's purely by chance, because life goes on the way it does. Life has a life of its own, and it really doesn't care about you as an individual. You have to bother about whom you are and how you make your life, because you can change yourself, but you can't change a lot of your circumstances around you. You can alter the facts of those circumstances by changing your job or your where you live, but by and large, even then, you are part of somebody else's parameters, part of somebody else's circumstances, the job you're in, the house you're in, all this kind of thing. So postponing happiness, it's a bit like having sort of students and saying, well, when they leave home, we'll have a kitchen extension. And if they don't leave home for 5 years, then what? Because when 5 years comes up, you may think, I don't want one now, or we haven't got the money now, or it's changed. There's always something at ahead of us which actually changes or alters our thought process. So really, there's no time like the present. Okay, some things we can't do exactly right here and right now because of physical circumstances. But if we actually put a lot of our happiness ahead of us, which is postponing happiness, we never actually reach that moment in time where we're doing something productive, because it's always just sort of gaining time and actually having just treading momentum all the way down to we reach that point. And when that point comes along, it's so far down that literally circumstances and our thought patterns and our circumstances have changed somewhat. And then we become a little depressed because it's not quite as exciting or as fabulous as we originally thought it would be, or when it does come to be, it's not got that certain wow factor. And that's because we've been procrastinating and life has changed. So postponing happiness is all about taking your happiness away from you right here and now and giving it to some point in the future, which we shouldn't do. We should put that as a future project, but we have to be happy here and now.
Why do we do it, John? Why do we postpone happiness?
A lot of it is that people think that parts of life are beyond their control. Sometimes it's financial because they haven't got millions and millions of pounds, therefore their holiday comes once, or maybe if they're lucky twice or three times a year, or they're going to have the new car, or even if it's a second-hand car, it doesn't matter, it's a new car for them, or they're going to have the house redecorated or altered, or a new kitchen or bathroom, or whatever it may happen to be for you, or, you know, there's some family reunion and your son and daughter are coming from Australia and Canada, and, you know, there's something, and that's going to happen next Christmas or whatever. And so we have a point in time where we look forward to something happening. And there's nothing wrong in that in at all, because we need to have something to actually look forward to in life. Otherwise, life just goes on without any point of sort of resolution in the future. But why we do it is, it much of it is habitual, and we should really get out of that and think, well, I'm going to do this in 3 weeks' time, or I'm going to go to Pago Pago on holiday, which I'm really looking forward to. In the meantime, I'm going to have a real ball. I'm going to really enjoy life as best I can, because when I go there, I want to enjoy it even more, to actually sort of chill out and see the new scenery and the new cultures, different foods, different ambience, different weather, everything. And that's something you can take with you and enjoy when you come back as a memory. And if your holiday wasn't quite as good as you thought because it rained and it shouldn't have rained, you still went somewhere different, and you still actually enjoyed something different, and you enjoyed everything. Okay, as I say, it wasn't quite as good, but we have to actually enjoy what the best of what there is, and not pick out the worst points and then make an issue, because that becomes like a thorn in our minds, and all we think about are the nasty aspects, and if we do that, we go downhill.
So, John, how can we live for the moment better and not put off being happy?
We've got to change our ideology. We've got to change our attitude. Our attitude is of vast importance to whom we are. Our attitude is our shop window. Our attitude actually is everything about us, how we think about life, how life treats us, how we think about people, how we think about our thought process, how our love comes out, our compassion, our understanding, how our traits come out, how our own inimitable self comes out, all these things. So if we have a bad attitude, then life stinks. If we have a good attitude, then life, even when it's not so good and it's dull and boring and we're not sure what we could do, it's still not that bad, because we're exuding this sort of positivity which is coming from us. So if we live for the moment and we don't sort of cosset ourselves in melancholy aspects of life, then we actually raise our threshold of being happy as a person. And again, if we raise our threshold of being happy, we do see the best of life. And we actually, when we talk to other people, they can pick up this excitement in our voice and say, oh, you feel sound a bit down today. Oh, and it's all this, you don't want that. People don't want that. They want to be excited themselves. They want to feel the radiation from you, the warmth from you coming out. And that all comes out from our attitude. So if we had a good attitude, life is predominantly better. If we have a bad attitude, then life isn't all that good.
So John, do you think it's our attitude that has an effect upon our happiness trail?
Definitely, because we have to actually look at life and make ourselves happy. We've got to be happy. In fact, we should actually inherently be happy. Okay, things don't go our way, you know, things happen, you know, your washing machine breaks down and pumps 5,000 gallons of water into the kitchen. But this is life. This happens, and this happens to thousands of people every day. It's not an isolated case. Lots of things happen. Someone dents your car, you know, your TV breaks down just when you're going to see this movie. Whatever. That's life. Tough. Get over it. Get it mended. Get it fixed. Don't make a drama out of it. A drama's not going to change it. Only a new TV or the repairman will change it. So that's what you've got to do. You've just got to go forward. Our attitude is paramount. I don't personally like people with a bad attitude, because they offer nothing to the conversation whatsoever. And they're normally divisive. They're normally unsure about life themselves. They're always looking at the negative aspects. You can never trust them totally, because they're not quite sure whether they're going to or they're not going to. They're not always that reliable. And all this comes from a negative attitude. A positive attitude gives a bit of yourself, it gives a bit of your heart, it gives a bit of humanity, it gives camaraderie, it gives respect. And you can normally trust somebody with a better attitude, even if you don't know them, than someone who has a negative attitude, because you don't actually feel quite sure about them yourself. And so you're not quite sure also whether you should tell them the whole story or not, because you're not really in command of what they're going to say. And it could be, you think, oh, give up, I'll go somewhere else. And that's what an attitude does. It gives us the ability to go forward. And that makes us happy, because if we are happy, other people are happy. Happiness is something which radiates from us. The nice smile, the nod, the wink, just communing with people, manners, courtesy. It doesn't mean you've got to be a sponge and a pushover, but people who are gruff don't get very far. And the more gruff they get as they get older, the more jaundiced they get and the more narrow-minded they get, that everything's against them. Well, I'm not surprised everything's against them, because nobody wants somebody like that. So our attitude is very important indeed.
And what would you say finally to those people who want to be happy right now?
Why aren't you? Have you got a list of 10,000 excuses why you aren't going to be happy? Or are you going to say, well, despite all those 10,000 excuses, I am going to be happy? Because that is your choice. It's nobody else's. Nobody else lives in your mind. Nobody else lives your life. And no matter what help or assistance you'll get in life, you have to walk the walk and talk the talk. Nobody can do it for you. You go to sleep with your own mind. You wake up with your own mind. And there's nothing anybody else can do. So if your mind is actually on a negative stance, then that's the way it's going to actually work. It's going to work below par. It's going to see all the faults in life. It's going to dwell on all the faults in life. And you're going to miss out on all the good things. And then you'll be always talking about why the people can and have and have been, and aren't they lucky, and aren't this and aren't that and whatever. And you will be going further and further downhill. You become a useless person. And if you're positive, then it'll completely change, because your attitude will make it change. You will be happy for people who win some money on the lottery or good things happen, even if you don't know them, because it's a good thing. It's a humanitarian thing. And if you are good in this field within you, you will be happy. And you'll find that if you are happy, you'll find some kind of resolution for all the negativity which has gone before you. You can't live in the past. Tomorrow is where you're going to go. If you want to drag the past like a ball and chain along with you, that's fine. But don't expect anybody else to listen to your tales of woe, because they have a thing called a life, and their life doesn't include your negativity. So you have to be positive. There's no alternative. If you're negative and nobody wants to talk to you, it's your own fault. Be positive, laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and they'll still laugh at you anyway, so you have to laugh.
Thank you, John, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon on another edition of LiveWire.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you. This is Matthew Peaty for LiveWire.